Hour number two of this, the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to this broadcast. A little later in the hour, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk about hamburgers. There was a news story. I don't have it in front of me, but I heard it reported that nationwide, they do this every year. They do the survey of people's favorite hamburgers, and evidently, in the entire nation, the number two, and it was not most popular, it was actually the healthiest. Number two is In-N-Out. The number one is some little podunk place I've never heard of in the Midwest. But number two is, according to this latest, the second healthiest hamburger in the United States. So we're going to talk about burgers, and I'm going to plug a place. I'll tell the story next segment. So I'm going to resist. I'm hungry. Just the thought of a real nice hamburger right now sounds so good, but I'll be quiet. All right, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. Let's talk to Bill in San Diego. Bill, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KABC. Hello, Bill.
Hey, thanks, Frank. I've heard of you for a long time. I just listened to your show last couple weeks, even on KBC in L.A. I'm in San Diego.
Are you listening at KBC.com? How are you listening?
I'm listening just on the regular radio.
Do we get KBC down in San Diego?
Yeah, well, it's loud and clear. So, yeah, it's
a wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
By the way, we do have
the personality. It's a great station.
Thank you. By the way, listeners, we do have an app, KBC app. I believe you can listen anywhere in the world that streams. You can just listen on your KBC app. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's on your mind?
I'm an old caveman, so I still listen to like regular radio and stuff. But anyway, I'll just start trying to keep it succinct. But in the early, I'm 63, so my mom was totally cognizant of the world powers that be, and the Club of Rome and the population reduction and all the world players. So she kind of got me into this like probably a long time ago. So anyway, these people are as evil and grotesque as they are. They're just brilliant strategists, and they put their people in place on all levels, from the children to institutions, everything, which we know. But the thing that amazes me, this has all happened before. It's repeating itself, but they use the internet too, and the media, of course. They couldn't do it without the media. But hang on a second.
It's okay.
They put their people in place, and it's like it's happening for the first time. People are, I don't know. It's like people are just like, makes me think that genetically engineered are zombies, and then the internet with the little frame clips, and there's no history. It's all here and now and then forward. It's just like a bad nightmare happening over and over again.
Well, I'm going to speak to that. And Bill, I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening. I hope you call again. There's a listener named Jamie who sent me this news story, and I checked it out on the break. It's actually from a website that I frequent, the Epic Times. Trevor Loudon is a researcher. He's also, I think he has a show. Anyway, he's written a little bit of a commentary on the World Health Organization. And there's a couple specifics I want to share with you. Jamie, thank you for sending this. Headline, WHO aspires to control and manipulate people's behavior in the next pandemic. This is Trevor Loudon. Let me just read a little bit of this. Loudon says they have a behavioral modification unit and said that it means its intention, quote, to use psychology to manipulate people into following things like mandates, accepting vaccines, etc. Loudon explained his misgivings about the WHO's mass manipulation efforts, as well as his concerns that the organization is led by socialists, communists, and ideological allies of the Chinese Communist Party. By the way, the WHO director, Tedros, whatever his name is, you know anything about his history? Man, you find out where he came from. Just Google WHO director in Ethiopia, what he used to do. That's enough to just say, all right, I'm out with the WHO. Biden signed the directive, by the way. We'll see what happens. Loudon also pointed out somebody called Susan Michie. She's a WHO official, a member of the Communist Party of Britain. She wears that on her sleeve. Michie is the chair of the WHO's Technical Advisory Group on Behavioral Insights and Sciences for Health. The mission, quote, involves designing and implementing national health policies and programs informed by behavioral insights and sciences. Michie advises and has advised people, even like former British Prime Minister Boris Johnston or Johnson, about the lockdowns. She was masks all the way, part of the zero COVID policy group. WHO has expressed considerable interest in figuring out ways to overcome people's skepticism of public health recommendations. In addition to her position with the WHO, Michie is also on the Behavioral Science Policy Research Unit at the UK's National Institute for Health Research. Loudon says, quote, her job is to monitor people's responses and manipulate people's responses for the next pandemic. You've got to sell enough fear, have enough carrot, enough stick to move people in the right direction so you can play on their social conscience, end quote. Finally, Loudon said the WHO goal was to get people, quote, to adopt the policies demanded by the government, but ultimately by the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, who is the originator of the zero COVID policy. They were against natural therapies during the lockdowns for 2 years, vitamin D, etc. They were always about vaccinations. They were always about the lockdowns. Now Susan Michie is going to be controlling the whole world, at least that they're going to give it a go, behaviorally in the next pandemic. Loudon says the WHO has set policies in place to go around national sovereignty in every country so they can basically dictate health policy to the whole planet in the event of a future health emergency. Now, let me kind of break that down. That may sound like doom and gloom, conspiracy, scary. Look, you got to be informed. Historically, there's always going to be entities, groups of people that want to monopolize power. This is no different. Last time I looked, there's few of them. There's a lot of us. What about the masses? See, that's the X factor. It's us. I read the commentary by the TV filmmaker in Britain, Neil, I can't think of his name right now, on they should fear us, not the other way around. You know, governments are supposed to work for us, but there's always a handful of people that just try to gain access. And it's on. Technology, the internet, propaganda, censorship. We saw it early on with the lockdowns and COVID. When medical practitioners and doctors were silenced, when they talked about alternative therapies, early prevention of COVID. And you're starting to see a little bit of, well, truth will always come to light in the long run. I'm not 100% endorser of Elon Musk. I think he's got some great ideas. I think he's got some crazy ideas. But he's kind of opened up Twitter to where at least you're seeing some of these doctors, like Peter McCullough, Robert Malone, guys that from the very beginning said, we're treating patients that have COVID with natural therapies and ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, early prevention. We're starting to see the aftermath. Plus, we're starting to see legitimate stories that a lot of these experimental drugs, otherwise known as vaccines, were not tested extensively. No double-blind studies. They just kind of went, you know, you do it or else. Mandates. Here's a little side note. I have nothing. I'm just relaying this information. I'm not sure how to pronounce this nasal spray. X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. Xylitol, possibly, Headlines. Xylitol nasal spray prevents SARS-CoV-2 infection. I'll read you just a little bit of the story. The sophisticated American consumer has grown accustomed to the gold standard for drug and health products. The prospective randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. Operation Warp Speed was supposed to be a churning mill of large RCTs to help the nation understand what conclusively is effective in the prevention and treatment of COVID. Unfortunately, after 3 years, OWS has delivered failed products, remdesivir, some other names I can't even begin to pronounce, small inconclusive trials of products that doctors have found effective in practice, including off-target generic antivirals and anticoagulants. OWS did not test simple, affordable, available prevention strategies. Fortunately, RCTs were done outside of the United States, brought us important findings. Here's the headline. Balmforth has conducted a prospective double-blind study, placebo-controlled trial of xylitol-based nasal spray in the prevention of SARS-CoV-2 infection in exposed healthcare workers in two hospitals in India. Xylitol is known to have anti-infective and anti-inflammatory properties and is used in XLEAR caps nasal spray, an anti-infective chewing gum to prevent dental caries, in that case, cavities. I suspect that's what's supposed to be. Balmforth found that the SARS-CoV-2 infection confirmed by serology was 71% lower with xylitol compared to placebo. And there's all these breakdown numbers, scientists. I'm not going to bore you with that. No harmful effects associated with xylitol. Smaller study of the nasal spray in mild COVID-19 cases demonstrated that persistent loss of smell may be eliminated with xylitol nasal spray during the acute congestion phase. Xylitol available as Xlear in U.S. pharmacies is one of the several choices for local treatment of COVID-19. So there you go. Xylitol or Xlear, find out for yourself. 800-222-KABC, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk burgers. When we come back, we're going to take some phone calls. And there's a Christian girls basketball team. I believe they're on the East Coast. They're in the news because they did something very unorthodox. Wait till you hear this story and much more next here on the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Fox 11 Los Angeles reported earlier this week that In-N-Out Burger has the second healthiest fast food cheeseburger in America. I can go into the story if you want details, but that's it. Texas chain Whataburger apparently ranked first as the healthiest cheeseburger, and In-N-Out a second. And then, you know, they get into the weeds about grams of fat, sodium, top 10. Third place, Checkers. And Rallies, then Culver's, Del Taco, and Dairy Queen. Round out the top five. Five guys, Carl's Jr., McDonald's, and Wendy's all scored 5.0 and below. Wendy's came in dead last. I'm just reading a news story. So, that being said, I want to give Adam an opportunity to screen some calls. Next segment, we're going to take your calls on burgers. I found a burger place in Los Angeles I ate at a couple weeks ago. I'm going to give them a cheap plug. It's just a hole-in-the-wall place right in the heart of Los Angeles. If you'd like to call, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines open. 800-222-KABC. We're just simply going to do a segment on what's your favorite burger. That's it. No test, just subjective. What's your favorite burger place? 800-222-KABC. Call as soon as you can. We want to get you all lined up for the next segment. Simple. Now, if you don't like burgers, don't call. If you're a vegan, don't bother. By the way, to be accurate, I was a vegan for 1 year and a vegetarian for 7 years. And if I can just be very honest, yes, there was a woman involved. I did it for her. So we'll see. We may not get any calls. We may get a full board. Do you have a favorite burger? Let's have some fun. Next segment, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Electric vehicle companies are experiencing a fall in orders, a decline. The big push about EVs and you got to get them and government's going to make you only have electric vehicles. Well, the American consumer is basically saying, not buying it as of now. American EV startups are dealing with an extremely low demand now. Buyers are looking elsewhere or have put off the idea of buying an electric vehicle completely. Several EV companies have reported a declining interest for some of their latest vehicles, while production costs for each one rose even higher. So people are less interested, and the cost of electric vehicles are going up. So there you have it. Here's the story I made mention of before the break. We've got a couple lines still open. Oh, my gosh. Why did I do this? Somebody's on the screen describing a burger at a place I love to go to. I'm not going to make it to the end of the show. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, we have a line open, 800-222-KABC. What's your favorite burger? Let's have a little fun. There's a news story that a Christian high school girls basketball team in Vermont forfeited a game in the fourth round of a state championship tournament, which means they went a long way. They got to the fourth round and they say no go. Why? They discovered that a biological male who identifies as a transgender female was on the opposing team's roster. Experts are applauding the school's decision, pointing to the physical dangers that male athletes pose to female athletes, as well as the infringement on fair play that is created by allowing males to compete against females. Vicky Fogg, head of the school at Mid Vermont Christian School in White River Junction, said, quote, "We withdrew from the tournament because we believe playing against an opponent with a biological male jeopardizes the fairness of the game and the safety of our players. Allowing biological males to participate in women's sports sets a bad precedent for the future of women's sports in general," end quote. A number of incidents involving the physical injury of female athletes at the hands of male athletes who identify as transgender women have occurred in recent years. Here are some of the specifics. In October last year, footage was released of an incident during a high school girls' volleyball match in North Carolina in which a female player suffered a serious head injury resulting from a biological male on the opposing team spiking the ball directly into the female player's face. The female player's county school board subsequently voted to forfeit all future girls' volleyball games against Highlands School, the team with the biological male. In April of last year, a male rugby player identifying as a female directly injured three female players from the opposing team during a high school match in Guam. Now, I'm familiar with the next story. My old radio program, we covered the audio and the whole nine yards. Former UFC fighter Fallon Fox, who was born a male but was allowed to fight in the female division after identifying as a woman, severely injured several female fighters over the course of his career, including breaking the skull of Tamika Brents during a match. Brents, who broke seven orbital bones and suffered a concussion at the hands of Fox, later recounted, quote, I've fought a lot of women and have never felt the strength that I felt in a fight as I did that night. I've never felt so overpowered ever in my life, and I am an abnormally strong female in my own right, end quote. Since 2003, biological men have won at least 30 women's sports titles. 800-222-5222. Look at there. The board is filled. You people and your hamburgers, huh? Your cheeseburgers. Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm going to persevere. I didn't have dinner. I don't have snacks. I'm looking at the board. Descriptions of their favorite burgers. I asked for it. I got it. So we're going to do that, and we're going to break a little early, so we're going to take a lot of calls in the next segment. We have a couple people on hold that want to talk about something else. You're welcome to stay on. I may try to get you at the end of the program. My suggestion is maybe call next week so we can clear those two lines for the people trying to call now to talk about their favorite burgers. 800-222-KABC. I found a place in L.A. We'll begin the next segment with what my discovery is about, then we'll take your calls as well. Who would have thought talking about hamburgers tonight? Well, we cover all areas on this program. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. More of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. By the way, we have a line open. Somebody hung up. If you had been trying to get in on the previous segment, got a busy signal, we do have a line open. If you call right now, you'll get through. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. We're talking about burgers, our favorite burger. Fox 11, LA, is reporting in a recent study, In-N-Out is the number two nationwide healthiest burger. Number one is Whataburger. So, just thought maybe we'll have some fun for a segment. We'll take calls throughout on if you do share your favorite burger, and we have that line open. In fact, let's take a few calls, and then I'm going to tell you a story about some hole-in-the-wall place I found in L.A. a couple of weeks ago, and wait to hear the name of it. Let us talk to, I've eaten at this place. Chad in Los Angeles, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for calling, Chad. He's on line three.
How you doing, Frank?
Good. How are you? Actually, I'm really hungry, but I'm good.
I'm kind of hungry, too.
Yeah.
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
One of my favorites is the Hickory Burger at the Apple Pan.
Oh, man. I drove by there a few weeks ago. Apple Pan, for those of you that don't know, is on Pico here in Culver City, West L.A. Man, that is a good burger. How often do you go to Apple Pan? Obviously, it's not that high profile. You can miss it if you blink your eyes. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, it's been a long time, even though it's one of my favorites. I haven't been there in a while. Going to In-N-Out is more convenient for me, so I've had In-N-Out a lot more than I've had Apple Pan.
Yep. And Apple Pan is still there, at least I 3 weeks ago saw it. I know they've talked about maybe closing down, but the Hickory Burger from Apple Pan, we've got it on the list. Chad, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Irene in Sunland, I was at this place, the one in Toluca Lake, about 3 months ago after a horseback ride on a Sunday morning. Irene, you're on 790 KABC. Share, if you would.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, hi. Yeah, well, it's been some years since I had one of their hamburgers, or it's a cheeseburger, and I just have good memories of their. It's that delicious cheese and that mayo and that relish. You can't find any burger like that, and I hope it's still good.
Where is it? Nobody knows. You told my screener, but not on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Big Boy. I'm sorry, Bob's Big Boy.
That's right. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I assume they're still good, but I just love their burgers, and whatever cheese they use, it's that thin cheese, it's very delicious, and then that mayo, just has such a good taste. And then that relish, whatever it is.
It's oh, very, my goodness, you're delicious. Killing me.
Yes. I'm writing them down. I'm writing that hickory burger at Apple Pan.
Apple Pan Pico. On Pico. That's right.
Okay. Irene, I'll be going there this week.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for listening. There was... I think it maybe is one of the original ones. Bob's Big Boy on Riverside in Toluca Lake, Burbank. I was there like 3 months ago with one of my sponsors, Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers. We went horseback riding at the Equestrian Center. And Phil's like, we're going to Big Boy. I hadn't been to Big Boy in 20 years. Well, it's still as good as it was 20 years ago. Let's talk to Caesar in Whittier. Caesar, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Do you have a favorite burger? And if you do, what is it?
Yes, it's Douglas Burgers in Whittier.
Douglas Burgers. Not heard of it. Is it a small chain? Tell us more.
Yeah, it's a small chain. It just they just remind me of when I was a kid growing up, you know, your local hamburger stand that you go to. That's just the feel that I get every time I go to them. They have one on in Whittier on Washington.
Okay.
And then they have one on Telegraph. So those are my favorite burgers there.
And it's called Douglas Burger?
Douglas Burgers,
okay,
yes.
Got it. Caesar, thank you for calling. And I'm all for plugging small businesses. We have a couple lines open, 800-222 KABC. I've not heard of this place either. Mark and Pico Rivera, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Mark, share your favorite
hey, Mr.
burger.
Sontag, how are you?
Please call me Frank. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. Thank you. So this place is in East LA. I'm 55. I've been going there, gosh, since I was, you know, in single digits. It's called Cronies, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's a C-H-R-O-N-I-S. It's called Cronies Famous Sandwich Shop. And it's on Whittier Boulevard.
Okay.
Between Atlantic and Garfield. And they are the best burgers. If you like chili dogs, they make their own chili.
Wow.
They got the hot dogs with the snap casing. Their pastrami's are excellent. All around, it's a great place.
And you think it's called Cronies or Cronus, something
might,
like that?
It might be Cronus. We've always, you know, growing up, always called it Cronies, but it might be Cronus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the suggestion. I know many people probably will follow up. Mark, thanks for calling and for listening. All right. Now, I don't understand this, but I'm all for it. Catherine is in Encinitas. By the way, you live in one of the most beautiful areas in Southern California or South. If you will. Catherine, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, thank you.
So tell me about your favorite burger, and I see on the screen, I'm not sure I understand, so clarify.
Well, it's a department store, Nordstrom's.
Wow.
And there's, I mean, it's in, you know, it's within the department store. This location, I grew up in the South Bay of Torrance. There's one there, and it's on the third floor. It's just the chef. I don't know, but it's every time I go, been going for so many years with my mom for shopping, and we'd stop in, and it was just like kind of a sweet potato bun toasted.
Oh, boy.
With caramelized onion and this kind of olive tapeh, something, some sweetness, and then Swiss cheese. But it was just... I don't know, and just, you know, kind of a rare, it was always wonderful. And so I just, you know.
So have you been to any other Nordstrom's other than the one in Torrance that you're referring to that does this? Or is it just?
Actually, no, it's this one particular chef because there are different restaurant, they're different names, so they're different, you know, it's a different.
Understood.
Menu, I think. But and I may have, you know, this one chef, though, I wish I could, you know, give kudos or at least, you know, this one burger.
Sure.
But every time. So, you know, it's worth the trip. It's
great.
When you're in the fast food shopping, don't forget about it.
Okay. So third floor at Nordstrom's in Torrance, have yourself a burger.
Yeah.
Got it. Catherine, thank
Good
you for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I love Encinitas. I'm going to throw one out there, and then we'll take, we've got a few more on the screen, 800-222-KABC. Do you have a favorite burger? You can call now, maybe get on. We've still got a few others to get to. So we did our KMG event last Saturday in Los Angeles. Angeles Temple is on Glendale, like right in the heart of L.A., right near MacArthur Park. So we had been doing video shooting there for the event. And so after one day in particular, my good buddy Stephen Prowse, if you went to the KMG event, he's the fifth horseman. By the way, I just checked. The event is up on YouTube. Just type in Kingdom Men's Gathering. You'll see the KMG event from Saturday, from start to finish. It's all up there right now. So Stephen says, hey, here's a place. It sounds, well, let's go. The place is called Burgers Never Say Die. Now, how they came up with that one, I don't know. Burgers Never Say Die. I don't have the street address. I took a screenshot, but it's in L.A. So we go. I'm not expecting anything. I'm like, let's just have a burger and sit and talk about what we need to do. I took one bite out of that thing, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I don't know if I've ever tasted a better burger. It's a little hole-in-the-wall place. It's called Burgers Never Say Die in Los Angeles. You can look it up. Oh, my goodness. And they have a screenshot on the page when you Google Burgers Never Say Die. There's the burgers and the fries. And please help me right now. All right, let's take a few more calls. Richard in Northridge. You're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
I'm concerned, by far the best burger in all of L.A. County is to be found in Pasadena.
Okay.
At a little place called Pie, as in P-I-E, and Burger. It's on California Street, right near Lake. They've been putting up great burgers for decades. Everybody talks about good, fresh ingredients. That's their secret. It's the best burger around, and it's just a plain cheeseburger, no fanciness.
Pie and Burger, is there something that is indicative of the name, or that's just who they've been for as long as they've been there?
That's who they've been for as long as they've been there. Pie, P-I-E, and Burger. They make breakfast, too. They put up great, generous breakfast. It's a very, very small place right near the corner of California and Lake Avenue in Pasadena. It's a great burger. I'm surprised nobody else has picked on it yet.
Well, I'm glad you called. I made a list. I'll probably hit all of these in the next few months. Richard, thank you for listening and for calling. Now, George in Camarillo is going to take a real stretch here. George, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on 790 KBC. Go for it, George.
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
I used to work at In-N-Out, so I can't be biased in that fashion. But I think there's about three different separations, and most of the places have been named already. But Artisanal, I grew up with as a kid going into as well. Father's Office. I think there's two locations. There's no substitutions for it, but it's a great burger on Montana and Santa Monica. And I think they're at the Helms Bakery building or across the street or right in that area. That mid-city area.
Yeah.
But for an all-around burger, somebody already mentioned Apple Pan and just mentioned Pine Burger. Those are best out there. So.
And you want to plug in and out as well.
Yeah, I work there, so you can't beat it. I think it's good, too.
I could not agree more. George, thank you for calling. We're going to take one more. I happen to be very good friends with the owner of In-N-Out. Her and her husband are wonderful people, Lindsay and Sean. And come on. People from all across the country. And they're kind of branching out. In-N-Out's kind of expanding. But people from all across the country, when they come to Cali or wherever, they want an In-N-Out burger. And it's definitely, if not the best, one of the best. Mike in Mid-City, you're on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Share, if you will. I've never heard of this place, but I suspect many people probably know of it.
Burger City Grill in Torrance is absolutely incredible. I'm a big fan of the mushroom burgers, and it is by far the best mushroom burger I've ever had.
Okay, Burger City Grill in Torrance, you say?
Yes, sir. 1975 Torrance Boulevard.
Mike, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I'm going to tell a very quick story, and then we'll come back with our final segment. One of my dearest friends, I guess this is the food segment, and maybe we'll let it breathe a little bit, but maybe in a few weeks we'll talk about pizzas. One of my dearest friends who has been on this show, Craig Parker Adams, the rock and roller. His album is phenomenal. We've talked a lot about it. CraigParkerAdams.com is the website. And he turned me onto a place right around the corner here in L.A. He said it's the best, he calls it a pie, the best pizza place ever. And so much so, Craig shot a video for 5 minutes. It's really a great video. I'm trying to find the name of the pizza place right now. If Craig's listening, he'll text me. But I'll get it on the other side. Man, I love food. And in my 36 years of radio, I think I've probably done this maybe one other time. Seriously, talking about food and taking your calls, but it's kind of fun to do, wouldn't you say? And if you've not got his album, Vistali Buell, my buddy Craig Parker Adams, go to his website, CraigParkerAdams.com, and get one. It is, it's a great musical endeavor, and Craig is a dear friend. And we're going to go to this pizza place. I'll plug it on the other side. All right, our final segment is upon us. It's next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. The one and only Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. I just got a text from someone that is of a celebrity quality. He will go unnamed. He just weighed in on his favorite place. Hi-Ho Burger and Great Fries, Wilshire and Crescent Heights. Go double. Think there's one in the valley. Now I'm hungry too. Oh, man. One last little food note here. I talked about my buddy, the rock and roller Craig Parker Adams. He has been telling me about a place called Alfredo's right here around the corner on the southwest corner of Pico and Hauser. The best pizza in, well, according to Craig, that he's ever had. So there you have it. All right. Food done. On to business. Thank you, Berglund & Johnson Law Group, for helping to sponsor this program. If Berglund & Johnson takes your case, they're personal injury lawyers. They will personally work on your case. Not some, you know, farmed out group of pool of lawyers like you see on TV. They're very hands-on. Over 40 years, they have been fighting negligence, wrongful acts, injuries. They're a great group of guys, Steven Johnson, Dan Johnson. I love them both. Auto, truck, motorcycle accidents. If you've been seriously injured, call Berglund and Johnson, 1-800-4-IF-HURT. 1-800-4-IF-HURT. By the way, if they do take your case, they'd love to take your call, free evaluation. If they do take your case, it will cost you nothing unless you win. You never pay anything unless you win. 1-800-4-IF-HURT, Berglund and Johnson Law Group. And thank you for helping making this program possible. I'm sure you've all heard the term natural immunity. I've always been fascinated by the healing properties of our bodies. Years ago, I actually studied for a very short time to be a surgeon. I'll tell you, or I won't tell you the reason why, other than 8 years of medical school didn't sound like something I wanted to do. But just, it's amazing. The body is amazing. And immunity, our immune system, we take so much for granted. Your heart beats 103,600 times a day, give or take a few. You cut yourself, it heals. You get sick with a cold, the body heals. We have natural immunity. Well, not everybody believes that. A Biden administration official told Congress that, quote, natural immunity is not something we believe in, end quote. Specifically for members of the U.S. military who've had COVID. This is just days after a British study showed prior infection protects people as well as or better than vaccinations. Armed forces will instead, business as usual, push service members to take the COVID vaccine, the COVID shot, experimental drug, however you frame it. The military undersecretary and chief diversity officer. Hey, there's a combo. I'm the undersecretary and the chief diversity officer. Said before denying an inspector general's report that officials reviewed Christians' request for religious exemption only 12 minutes after before dismissing them. So the story talks about how just the military is saying, nope, no natural immunity. Forget religious exemption. You're in doing what we say or you're out. Gil Cisneros is the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. Quote, we don't know about natural immunity there as far as how it works and how effective it is. There's no good evidence. The research is still going on as to how we need to progress with this. But as for now, natural immunity is not something we believe in for this, so we are still moving forward. End quote. Eh, liar. The Lancet, a well-known, renowned UK medical journal, just published a meta-study in February that concluded the level of protection afforded by previous infection is as high, if not higher, as anything when it comes to COVID-19. Numerous researchers have found natural immunity against the novel coronavirus, and there's story after story. But nope, we don't believe in natural immunity. Listen to this. Cisneros said, quote, the department continues to encourage service members and civilian employees to receive the COVID-19 vaccine and boosters. Ugh. Cisneros, who is also chief diversity and inclusion officer, tasked with ensuring the workforce is representative and inclusive. Boy, he's a busy man, isn't he? Said Biden's vaccine-centered policies continue to succeed at protecting our people and the nation's security. Eh, liar. Only a small fraction of service members refused to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Eh, liar. They just lie with no impunity. I mean, it's just amazing what they do. Cisneros defended their dismissal, quote, is appropriate, disciplinary action, necessary to maintain good order and discipline. AP reported 3,717 Marines, 2,041 members of the Navy, 1,841 from the Army, 834 from the Air Force all said no, and they were all canned. By the way, if you don't know what's going on in the military these days, they're begging people to sign up. Termination of thousands of enlistees, including an unknown number of officers, comes during a services-wide recruitment crisis now. The Army missed their recruitment goals by 15,000 soldiers last year. Critics cite the vaccination mandate, along with the Biden administration's focus on teaching critical race theory and transgender pronoun usage, as contributor factors to degrading military readiness. Man, what's up with the military? There you have it. Natural immunity? We don't acknowledge it. There's not enough proof out there. But take the jab. Hope you enjoyed tonight's program, both as being informative, thought-provoking, and also a little fun, talking about burgers. My decision now is I have a long drive home. I drive in every Friday night from Ventura County. My decision is, number one, do I stop and get a burger? And number two, if I do, where am I going? Oh, appreciate you so much for listening and making this program possible. When I started here 7 or so months ago, we solicited calls. We'd get a few calls. Now we get full boards almost every program. So thank you for listening and for making this program possible. If you miss any of the broadcast, present or past, all of our podcasts are up at franksontag.com. My buddy Kevin, who is the jack of all trades, he Wednesday nights we record some voiceovers that I do for another ministry. And he said now he listens to the program, and literally when Adam sends almost immediately after the podcast, the broadcast, Kevin's like on a race to get it up almost immediately. So if you like tonight's show, if you missed a favorite burger, go to franksontag.com in just a little while. The podcast will be up. If you'd like to send me an email, any thoughts, any ways we can support you, go to frank@kmgministries.com. And 3 weeks from this weekend, we're going to do our man camp. It's a retreat. It's a great time. Lives are changed. We get out, get up in the mountains, eat some great food, and just have an incredible weekend. We've got, I think, 23 spots still open. A lot of room for you. Go to franksontag.com to sign up. If you have any questions at all, shoot us an email. We'll do our best to answer your questions. Finally, if you went to the KMG event this past Saturday morning, thank you for that. If you missed it, go to YouTube, type in Kingdom Men's Gathering. The entire morning and afternoon is up on YouTube. God bless you all. Appreciate you more than you know. Lord willing, we'll be back here next Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. with another Frank Sontag show on the one and only Talk Radio 790 KABC.